Romulus was 14, years away from starting the academy. He once again ranked number one for his age group. He'd listened to his father, and Adrian was... proud wasn't the word. Neither was happy, and certainly not content. He was waiting. His son was doing what was necessary, but Adrian knew it wasn't sufficient. The father's eyes were always searching for a misstep because he knew his duty. He was the one who had to shape this young man into something the world couldn't destroy. At 14, Romulus misstepped again. The two of them went hunting twice a year, once in the fall and again in the spring. That fall, Romulus had asked if his friend could come, and Adrian had seen no harm in it. The misstep took place during their first hunt. Adrian remained back from the boys, studying them. They were modeled after velociraptors, though they had shaggy hair like a bear's and weighed less than a raptor. Even the name was only slightly modified, a Rapcor. They traveled in packs of five or so and were dangerous creatures, rash in their decisions. They had a pack mentality, but when the pack rushed, they could make mistakes. They came across a pack about 2 hours into their hunt. Their backs were to the boys as they feasted on a beast that crawled on the ground like an alligator. Romulus took the north side while his friend took the south, and they crept up slowly and quietly on the animals. The young man made the first mistake. He wasn't as careful with his footwork as Romulus. Even in their feeding frenzy, the Rapcors heard the snap of the twig. One of the furry animals lifted his head and looked in the direction of the noise. The friend froze. Others in the group turned as well, chittering in their haunting way. Adrian watched the friend, not moving. He had a star beam at his waist, but he wouldn't pull it unless it was necessary. Death had to be a possibility before that would be used. The Rapcors spread out, their dangerous clawed front limbs pointing directly at the friend. Romulus stood behind them, as yet unnoticed. The pack mentality had focused on the single newcomer. The boy still stood frozen. Romulus moved then, and Adrian was furious. It was a stupid decision and a costly one. The Rapcors didn't hear him immediately. But when he shoved the blade through the one in the middle, they quickly understood that more than one enemy was present. Three turned toward Romulus, while the remaining two remained focused on the frozen friend. Romulus wielded his pole, keeping the animals at bay. One fainted to his left, and when Romulus sliced, the Rapcor on his right leaped on him. The creature's talons ripped down his back, opening his flesh. To Romulus's credit, he didn't falter. His blade flashed behind his back and impaled the animal, but in doing so, he left his front open. The Rapcors fell on him. They were already atop his friend, the talons ripping him to shreds. Adrian might have watched the other boy die, but he couldn't watch his progeny do the same. He moved out of the woods that hid him and quickly used the small laser pistol he held. A shot to the head of each Rapcor left them on the ground, bleeding and dead. One of them fell on Romulus, its long talons piercing his son's chest. Adrian checked both of them quickly to ensure they hadn't taken enough damage to die here and now. When he'd assured himself that they had time, he picked up the teenagers and slung one over each of his shoulders. He was a strong man, but this would be a test of both strength and endurance.